question that have been asked by chair around enhancing consumer trust, consumer protection on online platform, enforcement of consumer protection or international cooperation, to explain what eBay has been doing in that regards. But let me please just explain what eBay is doing for those who are not familiar with our business model. So first of all, eBay is a pure third-party online marketplace, which means that eBay does not sell any items appearing on our marketplace. So our role is basically as a marketplace to facilitate a safe and trusted way for businesses and consumers to transact with confidence. So basically, the success of eBay is based and is built on trust. So prohibited items have a negative impact on users' trust. So actively fighting prohibited items keeps eBay Marketplace safe and increase trust. So that's why I was saying that this session resonates with our values and with our DNA built on trust. So how do we do that on eBay? So basically, I will take I will use, you know, the question under the product safety angle as well to explain what we've been doing. Product safety is a global concern. I would like to start with that. It's a key priority with eBay for us. It's extremely important to make sure that we have a safe marketplace to ensure that trust is generated among our users. And protecting the consumer and increasing trust can be achieved by three things. And basically, our product safety strategy is based around three pillars, which is education, enforcement, and cooperation. And I will go very quickly through these three pillars. The first one, education. So education will be made through our product safety policy. We have a comprehensive product safety policy on eBay that our sellers and buyers need to comply with. We have also organized massive education campaigns with our sellers when it comes to product safety, and especially when there's specific topic that some authorities are concerned about. We also, as a second pillar, we are enforcing our product safety policy by using block filters algorithm, AI, but also image detection to proactively identify potentially unsafe products. And these measures are aimed at preventing unsafe products from being listed on the site in the first place. We also have set up other complementary measures. And for instance, we have developed our own regulatory portal in 2021 dedicated to regulators and authorities, enabling them to automatically remove a listing within 2 hours if they find the product to be unsafe, which is something where you can see that we're going beyond what is currently required by the law. So this is the enforcement, but I would like to strengthen the importance of cooperation, which is crucial when it comes to product safety approach. Cooperation is key for us, and we've been cooperating with regulatory authorities at a global level. We've been cooperating with the EU Commission, of course, with the UK, with the ACCC in Australia, with the US authorities as well, of course. And this is key for us because we need to benefit from their expertise to ensure that we can enforce our product safety policy properly. In terms of, because I've heard a lot of things around creativity and cooperation or commitments, and I would like to point out that because it's a crucial topic for us, we have, so eBay is a founding signatory of the EU Product Safety Pledge in 2018, but we have also signed the Australian Product Safety Pledge in 2020. And recently, we have signed the EU Product Safety Pledge with, you know, complementary commitments to protect consumers. I have just received the news this morning that we have signed the product safety pledge in Japan as well. So this is, you know, another illustration of what we've been doing in that regard to ensure that we've been, you know, involved in that topic, which is, again, crucial for us. And in terms of initiatives of creativity, eBay has proposed a pilot to the EU Commission where we invite consumer organizations to be around the table and to report to online marketplaces listings offering an unsafe product that they would consider as unsafe because they have tested the product or whatever. So this is another initiative that we've been doing to complement all the measures that we've been setting up at eBay. So this is there are a lot to say, and I know that there's we have limited time, but just wanted to share a flavor of what we've been doing, and would like probably to end my intervention by saying that the world continues to rapidly evolve with new threats and challenges constantly arising, but also the rules and regulation have become increasingly complex and difficult. So education of sellers is critical for us, and cooperation needs to remain an essential ingredient in ensuring product safety. Thank you very much.